Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am here with Wesley Odom, the president of Armada Advisors, for all your financial needs. We got a lot to go over this morning. Definitely something you want to listen to, because we're going to talk about maybe the recession that was promised, things like that. So let's get to that. And if you want to join in this conversation, you have any questions about 401ks, maybe retirement, you can text or call in 437-1620. How are you this morning, Wesley?
I'm doing well. Before I came in here, I saw good old Mike Wiggins coming out and everything. He was talking about fertilizer. And I thought, man, what kind of fertilizer people need to put on their portfolio? 666 or
what is it?
What is it? I don't know. I mean, actually, there's different types, different types.
Okay.
Everything has different types of flavor and whatever. I know I was meeting with a client the other day, and they were saying, I noticed that part of my portfolio seems to be going down and other part seems to be going up. How can all of it go up? I said, well, you're investing different things.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like zigging and zagging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost similar to a yard. Sometimes you've got patches in your yard that are not doing as well as other parts. And you're kind of wondering, well, is it sunlight? Is it fertilizer? Maybe you've got something going on, a different species of something in the corner of the yard versus something else. It's different things, but you got to balance it out because you do want to kind of diversify in the whole portfolio. But anyway, it's interesting that, the garden grows and so does the portfolio.
Or there you go.
The lack thereof sometimes.
And I know, a lot of people worry about their 401ks. And, why do we worry about them so much? Is that because they're going up and down and it can be unstable at times or not?
Well, many years ago people had pensions and, they had the Social Security plus the pension from the company. And they did away with a large part of the public companies and did away with pensions a long time ago. And so they relied upon a 401k. And the idea is, most of your net worth or for a lot of people sometimes is invested in their house, but secondarily it's invested in their retirement savings. Mm-hmm. And they want this retirement savings to kind of provide that level of income while they can retire and live happily ever after. And that's the whole thing. You want to make sure of that. And then, of course, there's temptations along life's way that sometimes people have to go into their 401ks for a variety of things. Mm-hmm. They might say, I need to buy a house. They take a loan from their 401k. Sometimes they might do a hardship withdrawal because something terrible happened in their life, death in the family or whatever the case may be, and they take withdrawal out, and that hurts their retirement down the road.
Right.
But a lot of people think, I can just make it up next time. And this typical response I get sometimes with people would say, I don't need to save right now. I'll do it next year. And it becomes you just kick the can down the road before you long, you're 50 years of age and you're realizing, wait a minute, what have I done?
Wow, yeah.
And a person asked Einstein, what's the greatest invention ever, you think? And Einstein said, compound interest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If you've got a little bit of, if you got time and you can compound that, that growth, you can get something.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to compound it. Of course, you got to get the right interest rate. You got to get the right return. That's the bottom line. And it's sometimes difficult when you got a 401k and you're looking at the total value and you see it kind of less, it's down 1 month versus the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, I don't like that. I don't want to see a linear progression. And it's hard to get that linear progression, especially when you get an economy that's, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. But I'll tell you, I've been doing this for over 30 years, Tammy, and there's rarely a sign situation where you get green light. Is everything green light?
Right. And what I hear a lot is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but don't ride the roller coaster when it comes to that as far as up and down and you're worried. Is that true in this case? When should you be concerned?
Well, in life, you get off the roller coaster at some point.
Right.
You like that thrill.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. It's, man, that was great. It was so fun. Should I go on it again? And you look at the line. Well, maybe not that much.
Right.
But sometimes if the line were not long, we might say, let's take another run at it. Let's go for it. And I think it can be appropriate for you to be in certain type of industries that are a certain investment. I'll give you an example. For many years, we've had people in Amazon. Love Amazon. Everybody says, I love Amazon too. And they love it because they use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, last year they made a big mistake, and their earnings went from like almost half of what it was the previous year. And so when your earnings drop that much, your net value's got to drop. And so it did. The stock went down like 40-some-odd percent.
Wow, that's a lot.
This year it's up like 30-some-odd percent.
Okay.
Amazon is, year to date. So, you know, why is that? Well, because the company decided to do something right. You know, I mean, people make mm-hmm. mistakes. I mean, you know, it happens sometimes. I mean, you see marriages that break up, you know, mm-hmm. mistake. You see about a person you thought was a good guy, it turns out he's not a good guy or whatever. You know, it mm-hmm. happens.
Right.
You turn about using a fertilizer product on your lawn and realize, you know, that didn't work.
Right.
I should have used the other one. Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing about portfolios. And sometimes we get emotional when you see a stock go down and your first reaction is sell it. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, had you sold it, you know, let's say last year on Amazon, you would have missed the 30% up that it's up this year.
Right.
You know, it's like, wait a minute, you think it's going out of business? And if you look at what analysts are saying in the future for Amazon, in the future, we're looking at their projections are like, you know, 2x earnings. I mean, double the earnings of what we have right now. So what does that mean for the stock price? Probably double. Probably. So really the key is, I think, you know, when you say looking at your portfolio, that's where the news media automatically will say that because it's people concerned about their net worth and it makes them feel lousy when they see things going south.
Absolutely. Can always be scary these days, especially all the negative we hear on the news and everything. So it's great that we have an expert, Wesley Odom, the president of Armada Advisors, with us. If you need more information, you can head on over to armadaadvisors.com. Their phone number is 497-6167, and you can join in this conversation. It's 437-1620. This is a Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. So why have portfolios declined this year? You know, the economy's growing, so why are they declining?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the S&P is up like 7.6% or something like that. The Dow, which is the Dow 30, the 30 stocks that comprise the Dow, is only up 0.5%, which is mm-hmm. huge. I mean, that's not huge in the sense of very little, you know. And then you got the NASDAQ, which is a more aggressive companies, up 18.1%. So you can say, whoa, that's great. I'd love to be up 18%. Well, look what it was down last year. I think the NASDAQ last year was down 30-some-odd percent. The S&P was down almost 18. You know, so, and the Dow was up, I forget exactly, but it was up pretty nice last year. So things are different now. Mm-hmm. And the decline that people had in portfolios are probably because people's oil portfolios and the oil exposure is down year to date. Banks have gone down big time year to date.
Oh, yeah.
And you ask yourself, oh my gosh, well, does this mean the oil company's going out of business? No. Does it mean the bank's going to go out of business? Most banks are not going to go out of business. I think my son here was recently,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about that, how it's not going to go out of business, and it's not. I mean, there's certain banks out there, and we talked about which ones that were doing aggressive things and not hedging their portfolios. We talked about that a while back. But most banks are doing things right. Most credit unions are doing things right, and you're not going to have to worry about it.
Right. So where is the recession they promised? Because I keep hearing about it. And honestly, I keep hearing about it. Like it was promised. We're still getting at it. So what happened with it, you think?
Yeah. I never was a real big fan of the recession. Mm-hmm. You always worry about that as a financial guy in the back of your mind saying, oh, man, we're going to have a recession. But, you know, to me, you had to use the common sense test. And the common sense test, which means look around. And the U.S. economy is probably the best economy in the world, and it is very diversified. And we had a lot of payouts in Corona times. Most of that money's all been, I'd say used, but you know, it's filtered through the system still. And you know, we're not gonna have a hard break. I don't see a hard break happening.
That's encouraging.
And that's what's happening. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, it's funny to hear the guys on some of the guys on the news, they're like the doom and gloom guys. And
yeah.
It's really funny.
It's exhausting.
It's really funny to hear them. I mean, it's going to go bad. Mm-hmm. Let's buy gold everywhere, you know, whatever. Come on, really? Let's just be real. So, the recession is not going to happen, I don't think. And we're going to have a slowdown. Mm-hmm. That happens with life. But, you know, what's happening right now is probably good. You know, we didn't have to need to have a real estate market where a house is on the market for like 7 days.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have a robust market where there's opportunities out there and we're, you know, decent pricing. And
my old neighbor's house was on the market for 45 minutes.
That's crazy.
And a couple from California that never saw it bought it.
Isn't that crazy?
45 minutes. And they had about five or six offers and it was sold.
Yeah.
This was last year, you know, when it was hot. It was insane.
Yeah. And it's not happening right now.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, I talked to a friend of mine who owns a mortgage company the other day. He says it's slow. It's slow. But does that mean it's a recession? It means receded, but we're not going in a hard recession. We're going to slow down a little bit. We're not going to go hard break. That's what I think.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with President Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. You can head on over to armadaadvisors.com for more information or give them a call, 497-6167. They are going to be your expert in all things retirement, financial planning, employment, companies, 401ks, F29 savings. They have all the answers you need. And if you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. So when does the consumer crack, Wesley?
That's, you know, I wish I knew. but it's not going to crack because, you know, if you think about it, people, yes, the credit card debt is increased. I saw a statistic on that this morning that people's credit card debt is increasing. But eventually people realize, they say, you know what? I can't go out to eat all the time.
Right. There's a limit.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they adjust. And it was just like, I remember during the pandemic, there was a company called Cisco, there's two companies in Cisco, the publicly traded. One does computer routers and whatnot. And then the other one sells food to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about that one. Okay. During the pandemic, their sales went down tremendously. Why? Because no one was eating out.
Right.
It's real simple. Mm-hmm. Now, money does not disappear. It just moves different places. So who saw the increase in sales? Your grocery stores.
Right.
Why? Because people weren't eating out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not rocket science in some regards. So the consumer is not going to crack because he's going to adapt. And the mm-hmm. American consumer is a smart consumer. You value shop. And what you also have to do is you have to realize that there's some states we have built-in wage increases. Like in the state of Florida, the minimum wage is going up every year to 2025 until it's 15. Okay, so that's going to put pressure on wages across the board in the whole state. So people are going to get an extra bump down the road. And people in the city governments, people who work in fire departments, things like that, they're going to see some increases. So I think that'll spill over into the general economy. So I don't think it's going to crack the consumer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, because that's, you know, that's important. And I also feel like that we are resilient. We're resilient. We're adaptive. And I think that, you know, some people on the news forget about that, how resilient we are, and we can make changes and we can adjust. Who do we have on the phone with us this morning? We have a question for Wesley.
Yeah, hi, yeah. My name is Robert Bailey. My question is about 401k. And my wife has about three from previous jobs. And we were wondering if we could roll those, would it be better to roll those over into like a Roth, or would it be better to put it in a 529 for our son's college?
It would be best to, if they are currently a 401k and they're all tax deferred, meaning they're growing tax deferred and you did not make Roth contributions into the 401k, it would be better to roll those to a IRA, a tax-deferred IRA. If you rolled them to a Roth, and assuming they were tax-deferred 401k, you're going to have a tremendous tax liability because you've never paid taxes on those monies, and you're going to pay that when you go into the Roth. Now, if you're young enough and you've got a long time on your hands, and that maybe that you could do that and it would be tax beneficial down the road, if you anticipate your tax bracket's going to change dramatically over time, but to move it to a 529 account, is the same of just taking the money out as like taking it and going to Vegas with it. Okay. Because the government's going to say, thank you very much. We love you. We're going to tax the fool out of you because you took money out of your 401k before you're 59 and a half. And you're going to pay an early withdrawal penalty of at least 10%. Plus you're going to tax, we're going to tax it as ordinary income. So, even though it would grow tax-free once it got to the 529, you're going to take a big, big tax hit, the same you would if you went to a, well, not the same, but you take more of a tax hit if you went to a 529. Does that make sense, Robert?
It does. It does. One more question. Is this something I can come to you and talk to y'all about, come to your office and talk to y'all about this?
Absolutely.
And I have some other 401k stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can come and talk to you about it and give you some pointers as to what it makes sense to you, because bottom line is you want to make your money work for you. That's what we try to do at our Armada Advisors, is give you some great advice so you can get on the straight and narrow, so to speak.
All right. Well, I will give you all a call and I'll set an appointment to come see you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Robert. It. Have a great Tuesday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love it when people call in, ask their questions.
It's great.
It educates everybody when you're able to answer those awesome questions. So thank you so much for calling in. You can join the conversation if you'd like, 437-1620. And like I said, you can head on over to armadaadvisors.com for more information. And like Robert's going to do, give him a call, 497-6167, and set up that appointment. Wesley, how do you recommend that the investors take advantage of the market right now?
Well, there's always something going on in the market. I mean, just like when you go shopping at a department store, you're always walking by sales. I mean, that is, it's ubiquitous.
Right.
I mean, you know, you go by one department, one time you're in a department store and there's no sales in that area, and then you go by another time and then they've got some good sales and you say, oh, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I have to do is when you're an investor is you got to be patient.
Right.
Patient, figuring out, okay, thinking about what you've got right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a security that has got a good management to it, behind it, a good team. The timing might not be perfect. I'll give you an example. Today, Home Depot announced that their earnings were not as robust as they had been.
Okay.
Why? It's slowing down a little bit. We're not crash recession, but slowing down. And so the stock went down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Home Depot has raised their dividend over 500% over the last 10 years. Now, I don't know how many people have watched their rent go up 500% in the last 10 years. They probably haven't, but Home Depot's given that. Their stock has gone up over the last 10 years too. Now, granted, Home Depot since 2021, their stock is probably down, December of 21, it's probably down 30% from the all-time highs. So if you bought it back then, and actually I was not buying Home Depot that expensive back then because I thought it was on the expensive side, but I did buy it in 2022 because it looked cheap at the time. It got a little cheaper, but it's a great company. They've raised their dividend. They're going to go forward. They're going to make money. So, you know, you have to look at patience. If I got a great company that's probably going to beat the returns of the overall market over time and give me that income when I need it, mm-hmm. let's say in 10 years. I'd like to have double my money in 10 years on the income side. That might be an idea. The other thing you have to do is if you've already got a portfolio, obviously patience and decide what to look at. You have to look at if you've got cash in, like out there, you got to say, what can I do right now? How can I employ this to best my abilities? And you do the same thing as if you were go to the department store. When you go to the grocery store, you go to the department store, Tammy, you're looking for a deal.
Absolutely, every time.
You know, that's what we people look for.
Mm-hmm.
And there are opportunities that all the time that are available. You need to look at, you know, if you decide you want to invest in mutual funds, what is the manager of the mutual fund buying? How is he comprised the portfolio going forward? Is he a risky manager? Does he take a lot of huge bets? Does he not take as big of bets? Your advisor should be able to determine that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy individual securities, which we do sometimes, we do some mutual funds, we also do some exchange traded funds, we also do individual securities because we like to shop. You know, who doesn't like a good bargain?
Right.
There's some really amazing things out there, like in the banking sector. Warren Buffett recently, they announced that Warren Buffett, who's a very reputable investor, we've got mm-hmm. some positions in his company, Berkshire Hathaway, for clients. We've had him for years. He's done very, very well for people. He recently bought a stock that we've been buying for some of our clients, and that's Ally Financial. Now, people might like, I don't know them. Well, do you know GMAC? Yeah. GMAC Financing. Years they were financing all the GM cars, right? They changed names to Ally.
I gotcha.
Well, 93% of their assets are FDIC insured. In other words, these are people who are not like, you know, super ultra wealthy people having accounts at Ally Financial. These are normal folks mm-hmm. who have this bank. And the stock is down over 50% from where it was. Now, is their business really down that much? No, it's not. Why do you think a guy like Warren Buffett buys? Because he likes to buy on sale.
Ah.
You with me?
Yes.
Just like you and I do.
Right.
And it was like, made me feel good. It's like, oh, Wes, you're doing the right thing.
Right, if Warren Buffett's doing it.
Yeah, I would have been doing it. We started like a week or so ago. We started to buy certain accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that's what you got to do. You got to look at what's crazy right now. Mm-hmm. And they also have to be brave sometimes. You have to say, what's nutty? And the nutty things, the things you need to maybe peel off a little bit, and it's hard to do sometimes. It's hard to, you know, peel off some things that are nutty prices. Mm-hmm. But that's when you come in valuations and things like that, and you have to realize, you know, it doesn't make sense. And to, you know, when you see some collection, let's say you collect postcards. I don't know if you do, Tammy, but, you know, if all of a sudden someone offer you, you know, a huge amount of money for your postcard collection, you might say, well, okay, I can sell some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a zany price. So you just got to be reflective of that. So anyway, look for opportunities. Look for sales. That's what we do at Armand Advisors. Stay up to speed with what's going on in the market. You know, we publish these videos that we do for clients. We publish them periodically. You know, I wouldn't say every week. We don't do that. Whenever we feel like there's something in the market that makes sense. And just keep people up to speed. And I think people like that, you know, because...
I was just talking to your son about that last week and how, you know, it kind of helps like people like me that don't know a ton about it to really understand the market, understand what's happening in the market. And, you know, just like we talked about, is the banks going to, you know, crash and burn? And, you know, you really help the consumer out to say, hey, this is what's going on in the market, educate them. And you can head on over to armadaadvisors.com/latest-video. This was from last week. I wrote that down to get the good latest video. Or armadaadvisors.com for more information. Give them a call, 497-6167. They're on North Spring Street in Pensacola. If you want to join in the conversation, we just have a minute left. It is 437-1620. So give us one big mistake people are making in investing right now, Wesley.
I think some people lock themselves up sometimes into products that are hugely commission-based. We don't charge commissions at Armand Advisors. We mm-hmm. have a negotiated rate that's based upon assets. As a result, it's less expensive for the clients because everything's no load. But we use Fidelity Investments. And if you're a Fidelity client, you want a local guy who can give you and use the Fidelity system because you like Fidelity, but you just want someone locally to help you. We've been doing this for a long time. I've been in business through Fidelity since 2009 and doing the financial stuff for over 30 years. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. You're the expert in financial advising, financial planning. So head on over to Armada Advisors. We're here with Wesley Odom, the president of Armada Advisors. Thank you so much for joining me on this Tuesday morning, Wesley. If you need more information, it's 497-6167. We're going to take a news break and come back. We have New South Window Solutions. This will be interesting. We're going to talk about the hurricane season, summer heat. You don't want to miss out.